Why are they hiding records on the censorship of Judicial Watch in Maine? Another lawsuit we were able to file because of your voluntary support is an important lawsuit against the Biden censorship agency called the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, I think it's called. I hate these acronyms. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. I call it CISA. And it's a sub-agency, Department of Homeland Security. So it was set up under the Trump administration, mistakenly in my view, to deal with foreign interference in our elections. So it was a panic response by people who should know better to the fake allegations and overstated concerns about foreign interference in our elections, which were not substantial, and certainly in the case of Trump, weren't even real, as the left alleged. And so sure enough, this left-wing controlled agency, by all accounts, started targeting American citizens, as opposed to Russians and the Chinese and whoever else is supposedly trying to interfere with our elections. And House investigators have found, as Judicial Watch has found, CISA was coordinating with third parties in the academic sphere. You know, the same higher education community that gave you Claudine Gay gave you the censorship infrastructure. And guess who the target was? Conservatives. I mean, these are ideologues and partisans who hate their political opponents, and everything they do in the academy is geared at undermining them and suppressing them. And in this case, it was the censorship of Americans with the help of the cybersecurity infrastructure, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. The House Judiciary Committee released a report a few months ago in November, detailing how the Department of Homeland Security, the CISA, and the Global Engagement Center, which is an entity over at the State Department. So, the question is, which agencies weren't censoring Americans? Coordinated with Stanford University and other entities to create the Election Integrity Partnership to censor American speech in the lead up to the 2020 election. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, that's me, is listed as a target of this censorship operation. So I'm on one of their target lists. And I show up repeatedly in the target list. I love the left online. They say that Tom Fitton is listed by left-wing groups as one of the chief purveyors of, quote, misinformation. And it's like they're promoting the fact that they're targeting Americans for censorship because they disagree with material I post. And they take credit for it, and I'm supposed to be ashamed that I'm number three or four on their target. I mean, we're on their enemies list, and they're promoting it. I mean, that's how anti-American they are and anti-constitutional they are. And, of course, we asked for documents under law for what's going on here. Give us documents about Judicial Watch and me. And they can't give them to us, or they won't give them to us. Now, how many documents could they possibly have? I don't know. Maybe they've got thousands of pages. I'm being naive. But why are they hiding records on the censorship of Judicial Watch and me? And yes, it's happened repeatedly. We've been censored. Not only through this targeting under CISA, the California Secretary of State, working with the Biden campaign, it looks like, was targeting Americans for censorship. And I know at least one of the emails they sent asked them to take a YouTube video of Judicial Watch's concerns about election integrity down shortly before the 2020 election. And YouTube did it. And YouTube's repeatedly censored us. I've been censored over COVID information. Judicial Watch gets censored over all sorts of reasons. And I'll say it again, YouTube, because I mentioned January 6th, is going to have some ridiculous warning directing you to Wikipedia, a left-wing rag of a website, for the truth about January 6th. So not only do they censor us, but they vandalize our material and suggest there's something wrong with it by pushing people to places where the left-wing narrative is verified and promulgated and propagandized. So we have multiple lawsuits on this censorship operation. We this new lawsuit over the targeting specifically of Judicial Watch. And I tell you, if Judicial Watch is targeted, if I am targeted, it means you are targeted. Because if you follow Judicial Watch and me online, and our material is not able to reach you, and you, in other ways, you know, would want to see it, you're being censored too. So we'll see what happens here. We've got this other litigation ongoing as against California over the censorship I talked about earlier. And if you haven't seen it already, I encourage you to look at Censored and Controlled, Judicial Watch's four-part documentary that talks about the censorship industrial complex, describes it as it relates to COVID, elections, election interference. Remember, they censored Americans to help Joe Biden get elected by censoring the Hunter Biden laptop. So that's a great documentary if you haven't seen it. It came out late last year, and it's available for free on the internet, and you can see a link to it below. It's on our YouTube channel, on Rumble and Twitter and everywhere else. So I encourage you to watch that, and when we get documents about what they've been targeting Judicial Watch over, I'll be sure to release that to you. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.